Coming to his hometown, Jesus taught the people in their synagogue in such a way that they were astonished and said, "Where did this man get this wisdom and these miraculous powers? This is the carpenter's son, surely. Is not his mother the woman called Mary, and his brothers James and Joseph and Simon and Jude? His sisters too, are they not all here with us? So where did the man get it all?" And they would not accept him. But Jesus said to them, "A prophet is only despised in his own country and in his own house." And he did not work many miracles there because of their lack of faith. I heard a few people say how astonished they were that the musicians of U2 were given such high critical acclaim for their Dublin concerts. Why the astonishment? Well, if we were true to form, we would not be lavishing praise on musicians who come from our very own town. Geniuses are supposed to have briefcases, not guitar cases, and are likely to speak with an accent that sounds different, certainly not local. Jesus may have had musical talent too, we've no evidence either way, but he was certainly aware that prophets and preachers were not at all acceptable in their home patch. And nothing's changed. We don't always welcome someone who tells the truth to our faces. And especially if we know at some level that what is being said is true. What makes the situation worse is that the one who tells the truth is not an imported expert with whom we might disagree, but would not deny his or her right to say their part. No, it's one of us. Someone, shall we say, who calls Nazareth home. What is it about the truth that we reject, or at least that we want to postpone dealing with? Is it not perhaps that the truth requires sturdy backbone on our part, a high degree of honesty about ourselves? I know, and we all know, we won't always escape the reality of truth, but we'd like to, at least for the moment. When the church's liturgy is complete, the priest will tend to say something like, "The Mass is ended, go forth in peace." Go forth, yes, it is a journey that has received in the liturgy its energy, its fuel and impetus. But the thanksgiving we rendered for what the Lord had done for us in Jesus now has to take different shape. No longer in words or hymns, no, something else is needed. Liturgical gesture is not adequate once the Mass is ended. What is required is that journey of heart and feet, a journey that can offer us the chance to assist others in honestly facing the truth about themselves too, as the Christian disciple has done. That very discovery, that honest coming to terms with what is real and crucial, can take some time, and perhaps some distance for the heart. And that's why it's more likely to happen if the journey starts now, and brooks no further delay. Now is the best time of all. Location, speaking accent, and other details we used to note carefully. These lose their importance if the ears are opened to hear the message, and the heart willing to accept it, and the pilgrim feet shod for the road ahead. All your life you may continue to sing, "I still haven't found what I'm looking for." But are you still looking?